Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to Do the Right Thing! Hello and welcome to the podcast panel show that wants to do the right thing in any given situation. For example, what is the correct way to turn your fucking phone off? Oh my
Look,
god!
I know we've got no respect for the show, but we thought you might.
Do you want to meet the teams? Yay! On my left is the common ground between Danny LaRue and the Pope. It's Margaret Caborn Smith. Joining her, Germanic supervillain origin story, Martin White. And on the other team, it's Irish bellend, Michael Legg. And Foster's Comedy Award Best Newcomer Loser, Tom Tuck. It's time for the first round, the importance of being right. And also, the composer's in tonight, so you've got to be really nice about the music. Let's hear Martin's hard work.
The importance of being right.
I think it's good.
I like it.
Yeah, really well done.
It's the only work I can get.
So in this round, I'm going to present each team with a scenario and they must tell me what is the correct thing to do according to expert academic source material found in the hallowed halls of the University of the Internet. Margaret and Martin, you first. You pop out to Sainsbury's one day to do the big shop, where upon your return, you find that the world economy has eaten itself. This in turn sees a run on the banks, utilities failing, fuel running dry, no police, no military, just mass panic and murder. You want to coil up in a ball and cry, but according to the Secrets of Survival, what is the best way to survive the collapse of civilization?
I think it's to sit indoors and do as little as possible so you don't actually need any food, and just to sit in the flat completely motionless watching television.
That's your life, Martin.
Exactly. Do you remember those when the government sent around those leaflets just after September the 11th? Do you remember they
September
sort of said... It may not have been the day after, I don't know. But it did slightly panic me. But what I did was I went and I bought 1 2-litre bottle of water. That's what I had, and put it in a cupboard, and I think it's still there.
The thing is, I've already done the big shop. I've already done the big shop, so I'm going to be fine.
Have you got all this stuff already then, Martin?
Yeah, I've got bottled water, I've got powdered milk, I've got loads of, you know, those little tins of Del Monte fruit.
Your lucky girlfriend.
I've got loads of them. I've got herbs growing on the windowsill.
They'll die.
I've got a small abattoir.
Someone once went to Martin's flat, I've never been, and they said to me, I've been to Martin's flat. He's definitely not gay. And to this day, no idea what it means.
Cellar full of women.
It's because the plants are dead, that's why.
Pants in the fridge. I would sort of paint my face with whatever came to hand and go out as a travelling clown. Because no one hurts clowns in primitive civilisations, so...
Wow.
And what would come to hand as paint?
A mixture of blood and plasticine.
So you haven't seen my house. Are you saying you'll have no food, but you will have a massive amount of Play-Doh?
I'll have some Play-Doh and a ready supply of blood.
The thing is, Tom, you can eat Play-Doh, it's edible. So would you rather use that as food?
He'd rather be a clown. Have you seen his work?
Clown and die of starvation.
Do you know what? Even in the end of days, he's thinking about PR.
Martin was he's most close with his food thing. And that's just you, isn't it? That's not even planning.
That's just my normal
life. That's your normal life. Yeah, you're meant to get food and water. According to secretsofsurvival.com, you have to find a group, because if you go it alone, you will fail. So that's Martin Dead.
I've been as a clown.
Unless you're dressed as a clown.
And also collect weapons. And as it says on the website, if you don't own a gun already, you're probably a commie liberal who doesn't deserve to live. No paraphrasing, but it's pretty much what it is. Do you think we will see the collapse of civilization in our lifetime?
Oh, I mean, I'll be committing suicide. So.
Really, is that the plan?
Yeah, it's
I thought
great,
Catholics
isn't it?
Weren't allowed to do that.
Yeah, I know, and I've got a baby. Bad, isn't it?
Michael and Tom, this one's for you. For some unfathomable reason, you both find yourself single and on the prowl. After a few unsuccessful nights out...
For the listeners, we were about to kiss.
On a night out in a horrible, horrible nightclub, you spot the woman of your dreams. But according to wikihow.com, what is the correct way to seduce her?
The woman of my dreams?
Yes.
Well, obviously by taking off my Tom Baker scarf. And flinging tofu at her. And if she's not seduced by that, then she's not the woman of my fucking dreams. Who the fuck is this woman? This complete stranger.
Tom, how do you seduce a lady?
Offer her 9 drinks.
That's close.
If she chooses 9 different drinks, she's my lady.
Martin, you must have seduced some ladies in your time.
Oh, yes.
What technique did you use?
Well, plural.
I bring them back to my flat and then they're convinced.
This man is not gay. Martin and I were once with a very drunk woman on a night bus who kept being horrifically rude to most people on the bus, but for some reason, every time she did, she'd turn to Martin and say, "Sorry. Sorry." And then when she got off the bus, she went, "You're a lovely boy. You're a lovely looking boy. But you're gay. You're gay!" And got off the bus like that. And that's why I had this discussion later about whether Martin was gay. But brilliantly, the next time I saw Martin, he was incredibly drunk. And I retold this story to someone else, and he said, "You've got to stop telling people that. Can you tell everyone you know with a fanny that I am not gay?" And to this day, that is what I'm trying to do.
I'm in love. I like a challenge.
I'm not gay, I'm not gay.
You're gay.
You get ladies giving you presents all the time, don't you, Martin? Because you're a bit famous.
Yes, a lady got me some Lego once. She came up to me after a gig and gave me a little pirate Lego set because she said, "I heard you like Lego." Brilliant. Got it on a shelf in my flat. Maybe that's why.
He's put it together.
Margaret, you are a lady.
Yes, I am. I am the lady of my dream. That's correct.
How would a man seduce you?
Well, I was just remembering that a man once came up to me in a nightclub very drunk and said, "You're the most beautiful woman in this room." And I was still quite sober and I said, "Yeah, how many other people have you said that to?" And he went, "Oh, only 2. And one of them's gone home." I nearly slept with him just for that. He didn't answer. I was hysterical. I was absolutely hysterical.
Do you want an answer?
Go on,
yeah. There are 11 rules to seducing a woman, according
11?
To WikiHow.
11?
Yes, 11.
That sounds awfully complicated.
Yeah. These include subtly reveal your human side by talk of sexuality and taboo.
Is this in chronological order? That seems a daring opening gambit.
Yeah, that's
hello,
the
lady.
Third on the list.
I have feelings and flesh.
Cancer.
Also, you are supposed to speak seductively. And they suggest that you don't talk about work or MySpace.
Where did you get this?
I work for MySpace.
or CFAX.
Oh, bamboo.
I just love watching the numbers change. Why don't the internet do that?
They say that you should show strategic weakness.
Strategic weakness?
Yeah.
We've got a really bad
knee. All my battleships are in the corner.
Any of you knew anything about seducing women, so I'm going to give Martin some points.
Yay!
Not gay.
Might be gay.
agony.
I like it.
This round is agony for everyone, including Martin White. But especially for the poor people whose actual real letters we're reading out. It's not like we scanned their medical records. They sent them into magazines. Margaret, let's start with you. What is your letter?
It's from a stressed late teen. Dear agony aunt, I've had my boyfriend's name tattooed at the top of one of my thighs. I've asked him to do the same, but he won't. He says he doesn't want to be labelled, even though we've been together almost 8 months. Do you think he doesn't love me?
Tom? You're in a fledgling relationship, aren't you? If she asked you to get a tattoo, what would you do?
OK, then I would say, how about a tattoo of Super Mario representing your name? A tattoo of Super Mario punching my nipple with a coin coming out the top.
Nice. That's very romantic.
I knew someone as a teenager who had a tattoo of Garfield giving the finger on her ass.
Yeah.
But that's the reason why just don't get tattoos, especially when you're really young.
Those references will date. Exactly. Garfield's not cool anymore.
In the future, we might not have fingers.
I've got a tattoo of Carla from Cheers. I'm so embarrassed.
You think that's bad? I've actually got a tattoo of Carlton the doorman from Rhoda.
I've got all of MySpace tattooed on me.
Martin, I've got the test card on my back.
That would be awesome.
Quite cool.
That would be bloody
awesome. Yeah, we all want
awesome.
That now.
If you could get the colours right. But the test card is meant to test the limits of the television. That's a terrible tattoo to get because ink doesn't take to skin like it does to television.
I'm glad I asked you before I made a stupid mistake.
Just get the clown and the girl.
Is it the top of her thigh?
Yeah.
You could do it at the top of your thigh, but it'd still be quite hidden away.
It's still going to be there. They've only been going out 8 months.
It depends what her name is. Because if it's like Eva, that fits in the middle of loads of other words you can pretend you meant to get.
Yeah, but if her name's a really long number...
It just looks a bit holocausty. Is that what you're saying? Yeah. No one wants that. Yeah, cut that out.
Well, I think Michael gets the points.
Do any of us have tattoos? Any in this?
I've got two tattoos.
Have you?
Yeah.
What are they of?
I've got a Japanese number 9. And some stars on my feet, and they're very lovely, and I'm proud of them.
I've
and
seen
I don't
stars
regret
in your feet.
Them. Oh. But you know,
I did want to get a tattoo of, on the bottom of my foot, on my sole, with a black circle, and then in the rest of my foot, copyright Lucasfilm 1977, and I pretend to be a Star Wars figure for the rest of my life. And I told my brother-in-law about this, and a little while ago, he got a tattoo. And he went, I'll be honest with you, mate, I ripped off your idea. And he went, yeah, I got made in 1972 on the bottom of my foot. It's not the same thing. Fucking ridiculous.
Michael, I believe you have a problem to read out for us.
Dear agony aunt, my girlfriend and I broke up after 3 years together. I dumped her, but immediately regretted the decision. Now... 1 year later, she has agreed to take me back, but on one strange condition. Every day when I come home from work, she wants to be able to slap my face. She says that this has to continue until she feels the pain of 12 months separation has subsided. The strange thing is that afterwards she kisses me on the smacked bit of my face. How can a girl be so brutal and loving at the same time? Is this a common situation?
Okay, you keep that
what
girl.
What should I do?
You make sure you never let her go. She's amazing.
Is it a really hard slap, do you suppose? Or just a kind of a, like a symbolic slap?
Well, she's not knocking him over, is she?
Because after a while, his whole face would sort of erode away.
Tom, what advice would you give to this gentleman?
Take it and develop a fetish for it.
That's good.
Yeah. Oh,
enjoy the pain.
Martin?
I'll run. Run away.
Don't put up with that.
No. That's not nice.
I think you sort of work these things. It's a compromise, isn't it?
Domestic violence is never a compromise.
Yeah. open the door, get a slap. I have to say, I'd quite enjoy that. I think I would find that funny if that happened to me every day when I came back.
It would be like, hey, honey, I just... It would be like the Pink Panther films whenever Inspector Clouseau gets home and she's hiding somewhere in a cupboard. He goes to brush his teeth and opens the medicine cabinet and she jumps out and slaps him.
If I was him, I would surprise her. I'd do a little bit of a trick. Once she was at work, right, one day, I'd have both my cheeks surgically removed. In your face! My face in your face!
Or maybe just get, like, a big padded latex thing with loads of fake blood inside.
So it squirted
So out. When she slaps you, like, you suddenly start bleeding loads, then start screaming uncontrollably. She probably won't do it the next day.
I think that's genuinely good advice. I'm giving that some points.
Hey.
Yeah. So you've heard how excellent the panel are giving advice to nameless people in the ether. But how would they fare face-to-face with problems from our audience? Now, we have some pieces of paper here that members of the audience have written their problems down on, and they want our panel to give them advice. So, have we got Richard McScroty Balls in the audience? Yes. Over there. There he is. So, Richard McScroty Balls has asked, I am growing too much body hair. Which is the best way to disguise or remove it? Panel.
Do you know what? He's right in the shadows over there, and I can see that he's got far too much body hair.
Yeah. No, that's a jumper. Right, that is a jumper.
Oh, no, sorry. Sorry, my mistake.
Where precisely is it?
Well, from eyebrows up, hairline down, and the chest is getting quite bad.
So it's growing all over your face when it didn't before?
So the face is the bit you're most worried about?
Well, that and my buttocks,
Have you...
The buttocks, I would get clippers.
Tweezers. Clippers.
They're showing off. Oh. I've got so much hair, poor Martin.
Oh, God. Martin, I'm sorry.
Can I have some of it? Your ass, my head.
Has any of that helped?
Immensely, yes.
You're a lovely man. Well done. Correct answer.
Playing along.
Is Simon here? Yay. Oh, you, Simon, who wanted to know, how do I help my straight friend Paul realise he's gay and fancies me? Is Paul here?
No.
Okay.
So he's definitely not gay. You just want to corrupt his mind in some way so you can fuck him.
And that works.
Exactly. How about you consider a sex change?
Well, I mean, over to Martin for interior decorating.
Right, first of all, take the Lego off his shelf.
I turned a man gay.
Here I am.
It's very insulting to your wife who's in the audience.
Oh, she turned me gay years ago.
How did you turn a man gay?
Just by...
Being Margaret.
Yeah, exactly. You know, mainly it's being an annoying woman. So good luck with that.
Well, at the end of that round, I think Margaret gets the points.
Yay!
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's time for the next round, Ask the Expert.
Ask you.
In this round, we want want to know what the right thing to do in a very specific job or hobby-related situation is. And to do this, we get an expert at that job or hobby onto the show, and we sit them here in almost total silence while our panel wildly guess what they're thinking. So before I introduce this week's guest, I should recommend that any children under the age of 7 listening, and I'm sure there are lots, should skip forward the next 10 minutes, because what we're about to discuss may blow your tiny minds. Our expert this week is Santa Claus. Welcome, Santa Claus. It isn't the real Santa, it's Paul. Because Paul is an expert Santa.
I have to interrupt you. I am the real Santa.
You are the real Santa.
Good.
How long have you been Santa?
About 10 years.
Who was Santa before you?
Presumably my father.
So before we start, you all get to ask Santa one question to gauge what sort of gentleman he is, and then we'll find out what he says to you in certain situations. So, Margaret, have you got a question?
Yes, I do. Where's the weirdest place you've been Father Christmas?
Usually it's just in a department store, but I have been Father Christmas in an erotic boutique before. It wasn't aimed at children. There wasn't like that.
Why did they have a Santa? What?
It was Christmas.
When they sat on your lap, I mean.
Was it a naked lap? Were they naked? Who was naked?
It was completely normal. The only people that were naked were some naked butler people they had. That had nothing to do with my grotto. That was outside.
You wouldn't have that in your grotto.
Martin, do you have a question for Paul / Santa?
This is a question I ask of all people to gauge what kind of person they are. Elvis or Beatles? The insects.
I think I'll go with Elvis.
Elvis, is good answer.
Tom, have you got a question?
You seem like quite a jolly man. When was the last time you punched someone?
I've never, ever, ever punched someone.
Very Yay. Jolly.
Good man.
That's jolly.
I've never been police checked for any Santa gig of any kind.
Really?
No. What?
Really?
You do have a very innocent and childlike looking beard.
Michael, have you got a question?
Yeah, I do. Santa, you know when, like, you're in your grotto and kids are coming in and they want to sit on your knee and they want to say what they want for Christmas? You know when a kid comes in and you know you're way too old, what the fuck are you doing? Do you ever just tell them, grow the fuck up? You're, like, 11. What the fuck are you doing?
No. I let them know that I know that they know that I know. But
by
I would never let them
a bit,
know.
Yeah.
So, like, whenever you give them a little gift, it's like a book token?
The gifts aren't my department, there's usually an elf. To give them a
gift. Yeah. That's good.
I'm really desperately trying to think of an elf and safety thing.
It's bad enough to use. Yeah,
doing the pun, but without the joke.
Yep.
The worst of both worlds.
It's the name of my autobiography.
Scenario one. Santa, you are on your last punters of the day when a beautiful woman approaches you with a smile. She doesn't have a child with her, but wants to see you anyway. You play along and ask her what she wants for Christmas. She tells you she loves you and the work you do, visiting all those children in one night, spreading love and kindness. It soon becomes apparent that she is crazy bonkers and believes you are the real Santa Claus. She asks to take you for dinner and maybe coffee. What is the right thing to do in this situation? Panel, what did Paul say? Martin?
I think you should say all Santa Claus-related innuendo as quickly as possible. In record time.
You're not going to do any of them, though?
No.
I'm proud.
Empty my sack.
I went to Germany once, and I said to a German, I was out drinking, it's getting late, and I said, I think I'm going to hit the sack. And he went, yeah. And turns out in German, that means something entirely different.
That'd be like going out here and going, I'm just off home to masturbate.
I think that Paul believes that he is Father Christmas, and so he's with her, and, you know, why not make the most of the maniac?
Michael?
Shagger.
There and then, in the grotto.
Right there, right then.
Up the grotto.
Don't let us say another
up
word.
Up the chimney, surely!
Paul, what did you do in this fictional situation?
I would turn it down because I'm Father Christmas and there's a Mrs. Christmas at the North Pole.
Oh. Really? Oh.
Boom. I'm also married in real life.
Okay, then that's very...
What do you mean, real life?
There's also always an elf standing just there. Taking pictures, that's their main...
He's always got an elf for safety.
No.
I tell you what, this woman sounds like a ho-ho-ho. Oh. Okay, right. Sorry for the music and that.
Well, thank you very much, Paul Santa Claus, for being our elf. I think Paul gets the points in that round. It's time for the final round, Do the Wrong Thing.
Do we not get to hear the film and TV round jingle?
No, can we hear the film and TV round jingle?
Just hear the jingle.
There's a film and TV round that's been cut out.
And this redeems you, doesn't it?
Film.
TV.
Film.
TV.
Film.
TV. Film.
TV.
Yeah, you're right.
In this last round, I'm going to read out some situations and I want the panellists to jump in with what they think the wrong thing to do is. Points for out-wronging each other, extra points for being more wrong than anything else I've thought of. The round will end when producer Ben hoots his horn. OK, here we go. Walking along a busy road, you see a doddery old lady standing at the zebra crossing. What is the wrong thing to do?
Paint her black and white and push her over.
Thing is, genuinely, an aunt of mine died on a zebra crossing and she was a nun. So that joke really genuinely happened.
Is it pull over and ask some really complicated directions? No.
Well, that's quite wrong.
It's not as bad as killing her.
Is it to get three other old ladies and put them in a row and take a picture like Abbey Road?
Is it get three other old ladies and tape socks to their genitals and do it like the Red Hot Chili Peppers did?
I think that is the most wrong. You wake one morning to find you are able to communicate with the animals. They naturally regard you as the ruler. What is the wrong thing to do?
Appoint a possum as Chancellor of the Exchequer.
I think you should give them an infinite amount of typewriters and say, can you just wank all over these, please?
Is it to do racist animal voices?
Oh, you mean like that advert in Northern Ireland in 1972? It was the greatest advert and most racist advert. It was for Bangor Maid ice creams, and basically every ice lolly had a different cartoon character on the wrapper. It's like Penguin had a picture of Penguin. Joker had a picture of Jester, and all these come together and they're like, hey, we're your best friends, come and have our ice lollies. And they went, hey, it's Bangor Maid ice cream. And then right at the end of the advert, a monkey swings across the screen and goes, and don't forget to chuck ice. Most racist.
Is it not to make good on the promises you made before you got elected ruler? Is that the wrong thing to do?
I think that is the wrong thing to do, yeah.
Yes.
That's going to sound like it was edited in.
You ask a cast machine for £50, but it actually gives...
Ask?
Yes.
That is already the wrong thing to do.
To be fair, I do pray a lot before I put my card in.
You just £10, please.
They do five yourself.
Please.
Go on.
With it. I'm just saying you ask a cash machine for £50 when it gives you £5,000. You check your balance, it reads £50 withdrawal. What is the wrong thing to do?
Give it back to those hard-working bankers.
Go around to other cash machines and give people £200 of the money you've got to get £190 of their money from their account. And just keep doing that. So you'll make a loss on the £5,000, but you'll have effectively money laundered it so that you cannot be traced when you go to Mexico.
Very good. I'm really
impressed. See you in Mexico, guys.
Okay, a German man contacts you on Facebook and says his ultimate fantasy is to watch someone cut his foreskin off and cook it for him. He offers you £10,000. What is the wrong thing to do?
pair it with an Australian white.
Yes, it's got to be Old World. It's got to be Old World.
It's got to be an Old World wine.
I would go with the Sancerre.
Why is that a German man? German men.
I'd go with the Sancerre.
Because there was a guy who did it.
Yeah, yes, man who did. No. The German men don't have foreskins. They don't.
They're famously not Jewish now.
I know that German men do not have foreskin. German men...
They're born without foreskin.
Foreskin durch Technik.
That you're allowed. Very, very good.
Is it to take the foreskin, sun-dry it, put it in a bowl of Cheerios, and make the person guess it? Which one is it?
Good. Your best friend is having an affair with their sister-in-law. What is the wrong thing to do?
Their sister-in-law. So, their brother's wife?
Yeah.
Or...
Yeah, that one.
Their husband's...
Sister? There you go. There you go. Use your words.
It's a riddle, isn't it? It's me, isn't it?
You're gay!
Martin, what's the wrong thing to do?
Martin.
We're waiting.
Best friend is having an affair.
Sister-in-law.
With
their own sister-in-law. I can't think of anything funny.
Welcome to the podcast.
You are now team captain.
I can lead.
Passed the test.
So, it's the end of the show. Let's pretend none of that happened.
None of it.
Ever took place. Like a beautiful fan dance that was mostly erotic but over too soon. It's the end of the show. Producer Ben, what are the final scores?
Tom and Michael have 5, but Martin and Margaret have 6.
Yay! Well done,
fuck you guys! Fuck you guys!
Thank you for listening to the show. Goodbye.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.